And let's be the first to listen to some country music. We call our feature First Listen because artists are debuting new work right here on our air. NPR Music's Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson have more on a new album from Ashley Monroe.
For the last few weeks, I have had a country song stuck in my head. And this particular song is a ballad called The Blade. And I often say about ballads, if you can get a ballad stuck in your head, then it's probably a hit.
That song absolutely gives me chills, too. It's Ashley Monroe, one of the treasures of Nashville right now. She's actually been writing songs since she was a teenager here in Nashville after moving here from Knoxville, Tennessee. And though she's only in her late 20s, Ashley Monroe has many amazing collaborators. That's one of the reasons why her albums are so great. They have such seasoned players, and working with someone like Vince Gill, who co-produced this record, gives her that beautiful, elegant sound that I love in a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, it's also very versatile. I think, you know, you have this somber, beautiful ballad that's really rich in imagery, but you also have a song like Winning Streak, which is this romp, and to me, like, that could have been a hit for Dolly Parton in the 80s. I got a good foundation.
I love that Roadhouse piano. It's so Jerry Lee Lewis. That's a sound you often hear in Nashville. You know, some people may think of Ashley as a traditionalist, but really the themes she touches upon are timeless. I mean, what's more timeless than trying to find love or having to end a love affair, which is what she sings about so exquisitely in this extended metaphor of a song called Bombshell.
NPR Music's Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson talking about The Blade by Ashley Monroe as part of our series First Listen. You can hear that whole album right now at npr.org/music.